From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's not backing down from proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, tweeting that he would tie any tariff relief for Canada and Mexico with a renegotiated NAFTA free trade agreement.
If I do make a deal which is fair to the workers and to the American people, that would be, I would imagine, one of the points that we'll negotiate. It will be tariffs on steel for Canada and for Mexico.
The proposed tariffs, 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum, would hit U.S. neighbors Canada and Mexico hard. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Mr. Trump in a phone call the tariffs would be an impediment to the ongoing NAFTA talks. The top U.S. trade negotiator, Robert Lighthizer, acknowledged slow progress after several rounds.
In spite of this hard work, we have not made the progress that many had hoped in this round. We have closed out only three additional chapters.
Mr. Trump has warned he's prepared to walk away from the 24-year-old pact. Meanwhile, the prospect of new tariffs alarmed governments and businesses worldwide. European Union spokesman Margaritis Schinas said trade policy is not about winners and losers. It should be a win-win for both parties.
But, as our president said, we cannot bury our heads in the sand. And when someone takes unilateral and unfair action that puts thousands of European jobs at risk, we have to act.
Mr. Trump is expected to finalize the tariffs matter this week or next. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is planning to visit Yobe State, where more than 100 schoolgirls were abducted by suspected Boko Haram insurgents last month. The 75-year-old leader is also expected to tour several other hotspots that have witnessed recurring political and ethnic violence. This is VOA News. President Trump, in a meeting at the White House Monday with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he may attend the ceremonial opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
We're looking at coming. If I can, I will, but I'll be there again. Israel is very special to me, special country, special people, and I look forward to being there, and I'm very proud of that decision.
The opening of the embassy is scheduled for May. Both leaders expressed deep reservations about the effectiveness of the 2015 International Iran nuclear agreement and Tehran's growing presence in Syria. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met late Monday with a South Korean delegation for several hours and is said to have expressed his firm will to advance inter-Korean ties and pursue reunification. The two sides discussed a proposed summit between Mr. Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. South Korean prosecutors have called former President Lee Myung-bok to appear for questioning next week over allegations he took bribes from politicians and businessmen. His successor, Park Geun-hye, was forced from office last year and awaits a verdict on charges of bribery and abuse of power. In Syria, humanitarian aid for the beleaguered Rebel Held Eastern Ghouta region was delayed Tuesday after dozens of trucks reached it Monday, although government forces blocked the delivery of vital medical supplies. Ali Zatari is the UN resident humanitarian coordinator.
We will deliver to local councils and civilian groups. We don't deliver to military groups. We deliver also in coordination, very close coordination with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent. And we hope that the civilians will get a fair share, their ultimate share of the humanitarian supplies.
The government's bombardment of Eastern Ghouta continues even as Russia is reportedly offering rebels safe passage out. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico said he's prepared to discuss political issues with his coalition partners following the murder of an investigative journalist and his fiancée, prompting President Andrzej Kiska to call for substantive changes in government or early elections to regain the trust of the people. Mr. Fico said there is an attempt to totally destabilize the state. The journalist Jan Kuciak was investigating alleged tax fraud cases and corrupt links between businessmen and politicians. Chinese state-run media Tuesday defended the country's proposed 8.1% hike in defense spending this year as proportionate and low. The increase announced at the opening of the annual two-week National People's Congress is projected to be the largest hike in defense spending in 3 years. In Zimbabwe, a retired general and ally of ousted President Robert Mugabe has formed his own political party to challenge incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa in polls scheduled for July. Ambrose Mtinhiri quit the ruling ZANU-PF party and gave up his parliamentary seat on Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.